doesn't. Do you have these online?
I can send it to you by email if you'd like. That's Daf Zayin, Kiddushin Daf Zayin.
Yeah, it would be nice if...
Okay, you just leave me your email address.
He was looking at my collection from prior.
Oh, yeah. I can give you that too, right. Sure. Yeah, that would take me a few minutes. So, we had three cases here on Daf Zayin. The first case is called Arev. What's Arev? Arev is where Leah says to Reuven, give the money to Shimon, and I will marry you. So Leah is marrying Reuven, but in this case, Reuven gives the money to Shimon instead of giving it to Leah.
On her instruction.
Oh, so she said to him, Reuven, tei mana laploni, you give that money to Shimon, we'll call him, vakadesh ani lecha, and I'll marry you. I mean, all the Rishonim point out, and we've said it over and over again, that Shimon has to turn around then and say to Leah, I'm being Makadish you with this money that you received from Reuven on my, you know, on your say-so. And the Gemara says that that operates midin Arev. It means that even though she doesn't receive the money of Kiddushin, which normally, you know, the Kesef has to come to her, nevertheless, she can be Makna herself based on the fact that the money is coming to Shimon on her request. The second case that we had, which is called Eved Knani, where just like an Eved Knani, I could be Poda the Eved by giving the money to the Adon, even though the Eved himself is not giving any money. So in this case, the Kona, the one who's acquiring the transaction, is not giving any money. So too in Kiddushin, if Reuven gives money to Leah and he says, I want you to marry Shimon with this money that I'm giving to you, then that marriage works, and Shimon again would have to turn around and say, "Hareat makudeshetli, with this money that was given to me, was given to you
by
Reuven on my behalf, right? Given to you, right? So again, so in Arev she doesn't receive any money, and in Eved Kanani he doesn't give any money, and yet." It's valid. Then we get to the third case, which is called Mekudeshet Midin Shneha, which is a double whammy. In other words, she doesn't get any money and he doesn't give any money. What's the case? She turns to Reuven and she says, Reuven, give money to Shimon and I will be married to Shimon. So she didn't receive any money, but that's Arev. He, Shimon, didn't give any money, and that's called Eved Kanani. But we can combine the two in a kind of a tzadah shaveh, in which the two powers, the two halachas, merge, and we generate this third halacha of Mekudeshet Midin Shnei. Okay, so now we're going
to
get into that. So let's just focus on how Eved Kanani works. So we offered two possibilities as to how Eved Kanani works. One possibility is to say that when Reuven gives the money to Leah on behalf of Shimon, he's kind of a shliach. I wouldn't say he's exactly an agent because he was not appointed by Shimon as an agent. But nevertheless, he works on behalf of Shimon. So she's getting the money from Reuven, but it's as if she got the money from Shimon because Reuven is giving it to Leah on behalf of Shimon. In the same way, if we go back to the paradigm, meaning the Eved Kanani model, the case of Eved Kanani is such that the Adon Kaviyachal, as if he got the money from the Eved himself, because the money was given on behalf of the Eved Kanani. It's almost as if, again, this is just to simplify matters, but if you go with this approach, it's almost as if Ploni gave the money over to the Eved in order to give it over to the Adon. Or, alternatively, Reuven gave the money to Shimon, and it's as if Shimon gave the money to Leah. But again, Shimon was not appointed as a shliach, and yet it works midin Eved Kanani.
Reuven wasn't appointed as a shliach.
I'm saying, Shimon did not appoint Reuven as a shliach, and yet it works. The other way of learning Eved Kanani is a totally different approach. And we're going to explain again why we were motivated, why we were compelled to offer a different way that Eved Kanani could be understood. And this is to say Hana, like Ralph, you were talking about, that in the case of Eved Kanani, the Eved has a right to say to the Adon, you got the money because of me. Why? Because Ploni Almoni, this magnanimous fellow who's very interested in redeeming the Eved, gave the money on behalf of the Eved. the Eved can now turn to the Adon and say, any monies you got on my, because I was the vehicle, we'll call it, I was the catalyst, and you got it as a result of me, that's called Biglali, you got a Hanah from me, and therefore I'm being Kona myself with that Hanah that you got from me. I'm being Kona myself with that Hanah that you got from me. So therefore, in the case of Kiddushin, where Reuven gives money to Leah on behalf of Shimon, Shimon could then turn around and say, well, Leah, you got a great Hanah because this money was coming to you, into your possession, because of me. Meaning, Reuven was working on my behalf, he was operating for my good benefit, and therefore you got the money through me. I was in some sense the catalyst, and the money sort of bounced off me, therefore I can be Mekadesh you with that Hanah. The difference between the two definitions of Eved Kenani are the following. In the first definition, Shimon, through Eved Kenani, or the Eved himself in the paradigm case, is actually giving the money, albeit vicariously, meaning through the the goodwill of Reuven, of someone else. But it's as if he did the Nesina. That's one way of learning Eved Kenani. The other way is to say that no, Shimon is not giving any money to Leah, but rather, he's giving a Hanah to Leah. He's giving to Hanah to Leah.
Yes, my hearing aid.
Where's good for you to sit? We have all the prime seats are here, you know. All right. Now, where does this all become very relevant? In the case of the third case in the Gemara of Mekudeshes Midin Shnehem. Because again, what happened here? It's very important to review this point, and I've thought about it a lot. In the third case, who took the initiative? Who started the ball rolling? This becomes very important.
From the text, it would appear that she did.
Correct.
We don't know what happened before that.
Correct, we don't. But the point is, how you doing, Jeff? The point is that we're going to assume, at the start at least, we're going to assume that it was her initiative. She comes over to Reuven and says to Reuven, I would like you to give money
to Shimon,
and I'll marry Shimon. Okay, so now she took the initiative. And I'll tell you why this becomes very important. The Rashba learns Mekudeshes Midin Shnehem, the case number 3, in the following way. Reuven is acting on behalf of Shimon, just like in the case of Eved, somebody gave the money on behalf of the Eved to the Adon in order to redeem the Adon. The Eved is Kohen himself because the money Kaviyachu was given, if we go with the first approach that I mentioned, to the Eved, not literally, not physically, but as if, and then the Eved gives the money. So to hear what the Rashba is going to claim, because he's taking the Gemara very literally as Eved Kenani in the case number 3. And number 2, he's claiming that Eved Kenani is as if he gave it to her. So therefore, when she says to Reuven, I want you to give money to Shimon, in some sense, according to the Rashba, it's as if Shimon gave money to Leah. Because again, that's how Eved Kenani works. So of course the Rashba has to ask himself the question, what do you mean Shimon gave money to Leah? Leah didn't get a penny. She didn't get a red cent from this whole deal. But that already is Din Arev. There we kick in the Din of Arev. That even though she didn't get it, it's as if she got it. Okay, so she got this benefit that the money was given as she had requested. It's as if she got the money. But who gave her the money? So the Rashba is going to say, it's as if Shimon gave her the money. Because Shimon is the one that Reuven was operating on his behalf. But here we have to raise the following objection, and the Birka Shmuel in Rav Baruch Ber says this is what bothered the Rambam very, very profoundly. Since she took the initiative, who says that Reuven was acting on behalf of Shimon? Primarily, the relationship, the discussion took place between Leah and Reuven. Right. Shimon wasn't in the picture at all. Who invited Shimon over here? So therefore, according
to her.
He's the Makadish, he's the Baal, but yet Reuven was not, there's no indication that Reuven somehow was a good buddy of Shimon. In the classical case of Eved Kenani, where I come and I redeem this Eved, it's quite clear from the get-go that I'm operating on behalf of the Eved. But here in a case where she asked Reuven to give the money, and she wanted this great goal of getting this money transferred over to Shimon.
How do we get it into the thing picture that Shimon gave
exactly.
Because that's how
the that's the loose piece in the Rashba. Yeah.
There's no.
And the Rashba, I got something stuck in my throat. The Rashba.
There's hot water.
Yeah, okay, maybe we'll see. If it doesn't go away, I'll have to take you up on the offer. So the Rashba is going to have to learn here a very, very unique kind of setup in which Reuven is operating on behalf of both Leah and Shimon at the same time. He's wearing two hats. On the one hand, he's doing exactly as she said, and that's giving her a benefit, so it's worse me than Arim as if she got the money. And at the same time, he, Reuven, is operating, thank you very much, on behalf of Shimon. Again, does Reuven know Shimon? Did he ever meet him? I mean, after all, he got his instructions from Leah.
They don't have instructions as to whether they knew.
Correct.
We don't know anything about that.
That's where the Rashba is going to go. And this is all, says the Birka Shmuel, based on the fact that the Rashba's understanding of Eved Kanani is that the money is going through this middle guy who's gaining something, thank you so much, as if he gave the money. So you're going to have to say that it's as if Shimon gave the money. But was Shimon in the picture over here? And then we have to add on this piece, tag on the piece that Reuven's operating on behalf of Shimon. The Rambam, however, has a whole different shot in Mekudesh Smidin Shneim. The Rambam says that Shimon turns around to Leah and says to Leah, Hare at Mekudesh Li, with the mana, excuse me, with the hana that you got, that I received the gift that you wanted me to receive. Comes along the Rashban says, as we'll see today, that's a Gemara called Adam Chashuv. What's the Gemara of Adam Chashuv? We're going to have it in just a few minutes, where Leah says to Shimon, we'll just call him Shimon, take this gift, and if you receive this gift, I'll marry you. And the Gemara at the end of the day, I mean, we're going to have to go through a couple of somersaults, says that works. It's counterintuitive, it's just the exact opposite of Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the money is meant to go from him to her, from Shimon to Leah. Here it goes, from Leah to Shimon. But the Gemara says it works be Adam Chashuv, that means that Shimon is such a Chashuv guy. He's the president, the prime minister, and he never accepts gifts or anything else. You know, nobody off the street will give him a gift and he'll take it. It's a big kavod that he accepts the gift, because he's such an Adam Chashuv. Therefore, he, Shimon, who's an Adam Chashuv, can turn around to Leah and say, wait, this is great. You get a tremendous benefit from this. Why? Because I received the gift. Says the Rashba, that's what the Rambam seems to be operating with in the case where she says to Reuven, give the money to Shimon. I will marry Shimon. Shimon turns around to Leah the way the Rambam interprets it and says to Leah, I'm being Makadish you with the great benefit that you got, that I, Shimon, received your gift, which is the gift that you wanted me to receive. Says the Rashba, if that be the case, then the Rambam should have told us, and the Sugya should have told us, that this is qualified and only applies in the case of an Adam Chashuv. If Shimon is an Adam Chashuv,
then it works.
But the Rambam doesn't qualify. He says nothing about that. Apparently, if the Rambam doesn't qualify, it's unqualified. We've discussed this on various occasions. That's called Stimas Lashon Hara. It seems that no matter who Shimon is, he could be a pauper off the street, he's no great, great president of the United States or of Canada, and yet he can say to her, what a great benefit you got that I received the money. Then the Rashba asks another cash on the Rambam. Who says that we paskin that Adam Chashuv works? Rava, as we'll see in the Gemara, vacillated back and forth. He had doubts about it. And yet, Mekudeshes Midin Shneim, the third case in Asugya, is unquestionably, certainly, Kiddushin, valid Kiddushin. Why, if it's an Adam Chashuv scenario, it should be a Sofik, it should be a doubt. And the third question that the Rashba raises against the Rambam is that the Gemara quotes Eved Kanani and justifies or predicates the third case and its mechanism on Eved Kanani. According to you, the Rambam, forget about Eved Kanani. Drop it. Leave it out. All you have to say is that Shimon did such a tevi, did such a benefit to Leah by receiving her gift as she instructed Reuven to give her, that she was benefit. She's dancing. She's in seventh heaven, and therefore she has a hanof for kiddush. What do I need Eved Kanani? Says the Birka Shmur that what's motivating the Rambam here is that the Rambam has a different understanding of how Eved Kanani works. Eved Kanani is not the way the Rashba has it, that since I gave money on behalf of the Eved, it's if the Eved gave the money, and therefore he's Kona himself. And it's not the case like the Rashba would have it, that if Reuven gives money and Shimon is going to marry this girl, it's as if Shimon gave the money. Forget all that. The Rambam doesn't operate with that. The Rambam's definition of Eved Kanani is that the Eved was the catalyst. You remember that Svara? In other words, when the money goes to the Adon, if you ask me, well, which was the major cause, the prime mover over here, that caused the money to go to the Adon, on whose behalf was this money ending up? The Eved's behalf. If it's given on the Eved's behalf, the Eved has a right to say that I was the one who gave you this money. Not literally that I gave it to you as an Asina, but that Big Lali, you received this benefit.
It's because of me.
Correct. And that's considered Hanno. And Hanno is Shavah Kesef. Says the Rambam, if that be the case, then if she very much wants this money to be transferred, in this case from Ruvay to Shimon, in case number 3 we didn't stand, because she wants Shimon to get that money, Shimon has a right to say to Leah that this money that's being given was given Big Lali because of me. That itself operates Midin Eved Kenani, and that's exactly what the Gemara means by Eved Kenani. The advantage of the Rambam, and here he's got one up on the Rashba, is that I don't have to introduce Adam Choshu. And not only that, I don't have to assume that Ruvay knows anything about Shimon. Ruvay never met Shimon in his life. They have no relationship, no connection whatsoever. It doesn't matter. As long as she gets this benefit, that Shimon receives the gift, that's called Eved Kenani. Any gift that's transferred because of so-and-so and on behalf of so-and-so, again, it doesn't matter if the person themselves had in mind the one who is the catalyst here. As long as that catalyst can claim, it's because of me that you get the money. It's because of me that you get the benefit. That's called Eved Kenani. Good? Okay, let me just take care.